Jesse Corcoran Podcast.
I've never said I'm a perfect person, nor pretended to be someone that I'm not. I said it, I was wrong, and I apologize.
Hey, Donald, it's me, your conscience. I heard you got yourself into a little bit of trouble, Orange Buddy. Don't let it get you down. This'll all blow over soon. In the meantime, allow me to give you some helpful advice for when things go wrong. Don't worry, I won't bore you with one of my songs. Just kidding.
When you're in hot water and they've got you by the balls, grab them by the foot. Grab them by the foot. When you've shamed your daughter and your wife won't take your calls, grab them by the... Grab them by the...
It's a little trick my grandmother taught me.
When they come after you and you're feeling low, or your campaign is through, just blame Hillary Clinton. Life can be a challenge and it isn't always fair. Grab it by the pookie,
you know, proverbially.
Grab it by the pookie.
Sorry, that means don't literally do that.
Then drop out of the race and cut your hair.
Just a light suggestion. Network executives threatening to fire you from the Today Show and put you on Dancing with the Stars? Grab them by the pookie. I can't whistle.
Grab them by the
Some of your biggest supporters threatening not to vote for you just because of horrible, disgusting, rapey comments you made 11 years ago when you were an innocent, tiny little 59-year-old baby?
Grab them by the...
That is so not fair. I would definitely sue.
And if this is the end,
if,
hold your head up high and drop out. But if you need a friend, don't call Robert De Niro. When your trusty sidekick can't defend the shit you say, have a little tic-tac.
I got orange, your favorite color.
Grab him by the pookie.
Go on, get in there, you know he wants it.
Then drop out of the race and go away.
I gotta use some tic-tacs just in case they start kissing her.
Can we pull over? I'm gonna throw up.
Hey, when you're a star, they let you do it.
Girl, you need another tic-tac.
No, I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous, don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest as jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over.
A guy on the radio, who apparently Trump's on his show frequently, he said, me and Hillary are demons. Said we smell like sulfur. Ain't that something? Now, I mean, come on, people. Democracy does not work if you just say stuff like that. Or and apparently there are people who believe that stuff.
At a congressional hearing this week, Congresswoman Jackie Speier shared stories from colleagues who confided in her. And the stories range from harassers exposing their genitals to victims having their private parts grabbed on the House floor. On the House floor? How does that even work? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Alabama and also the knockers on the lady from Missouri. The show 'em to me state.
This land is your land. This land is my land. I'm a Texas tiger. You're a liberal wiener. I'm a great crusader. You're a Herman Munster. This land will surely vote for me.
This land is your land. This land is my land. I'm an intellectual. You're a stupid dumbass. I'm a Purple Heart winner. And yes, it's true, I won it thrice. This land will surely vote for me.
You have more waffles than a house of pancakes. You offer flip-flops, I offer tax breaks. You're a UN pussy, and yes, it's true that I kick ass. Ha! This land will surely vote for me.
You can't say nuclear, that really scares me. Sometimes a brain can come in quite handy, but it's not gonna help you, because I won 3 Purple Hearts. This land will surely vote for me.
You're a liberal sissy.
You're a right-wing nut job.
You're a pinko commie.
You're dumb as a doorknob.
Hey, you got that Botox.
But I still won 3 Purple Hearts.
this land will surely vote for me.
This land was my land,
but now it's our land.
From California to the New York Isle, what I do?
From the liberal wieners
to the right-wing nut jobs.
This land belongs.
This land belongs.
This land belongs to you and me.
Oh, and Dick Cheney, too.
Said bleach. We tested isopropyl alcohol. I can tell you that bleach will kill the virus in 5 minutes, and that's with no manipulation.
So, supposedly hit the body. I see the disinfectant. Supposedly hit the body with tremendous ultraviolet. Supposedly hit the body. I see the disinfectant. Supposedly hit the body with tremendous ultraviolet. We're leading the way in so many different ways. Supposedly brought the light inside the body in some other ways. As we continue to develop potential therapies, I see the disinfectant. I see the disinfectant. I think people are going to know. You're going to know. I'm going to know. I think people are going to know. You're going to know. I'm going to know. I think people are going to know. I see the disinfectant. This whole curse, this whole plague. And is there a way we can do something like that? Injection. Supposedly hit the body. I see the disinfectant. Supposedly hit the body with tremendous ultraviolet. Supposedly hit the body. I see the disinfectant. Supposedly hit the body with tremendous ultraviolet. As we continue our battle against the virus, the data in fact suggests that we're making great progress with tremendous ultraviolet to the invisible enemy. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body. And then I see the disinfectant ultraviolet through the skin. And it's working very well. We're a big deal. We will end this plague. And then I see the disinfectant. I see the disinfectant. That's really powerful. We hit the body. I see the disinfectant. Supposedly hit the body with tremendous ultraviolet. Supposedly hit the body. I see the disinfectant. Supposedly hit the body.
Ring my friend, I know you called Dr. Fauci. The only man we can trust right now is Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci. He's a really brilliant man. He'll help you to understand. You gotta wash your hands, says Dr. Fauci. He studied MERS and he studied SARS, Dr. Fauci. A ton of brains in a fun-sized bar, that's Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci. He's the man you must believe, helping you in time of need. We all just might succeed with Dr. Fauci. Keep yourself 6 feet away. Don't hold toilet paper. Dr. Fauci. My friend works for the CDC, Dr. Fauci. Please don't sneeze and spread disease, says Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci. He's the man with a plan. Social distancing is grand, but you still gotta wash your hands, says Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci, he's so fine. He even has his own Dr. Fauci. So don't be dumb like some folks you know, says Dr. Fauci. Stay at home, watch that tiger show, says Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci.
And how about a hand for Dr. Ben Carson? Isn't he great? He's my Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, whatever that is. He is truly one of the greatest narcoleptic neurosurgeons of all time. He really is.
No, I believe that.
And I don't know if you knew this about Ben, but he actually performed his own partial lobotomy back in the late 90s.
Here we go.
He is absolutely unbelievable. Let me tell you how close I am with the people of Mexico.
Oh, it must be high.
I have raised the gentle chupacabra that sits on top of my head since it was first rescued from a shelter for mythical animals in Guadalajara over 10 years ago.
That's kind of cool.
People are so happy with my newly improved travel ban.
Yeah.
They feel so safe. And despite what the fake news media would have you believe, this is not discrimination against the Muslim people.
What did he say?
I have tremendous respect for Muslims.
What the hell are Muslims?
Nobody enjoys a falafel more than I do. I can guarantee you that.
Oh, yeah, of course, sure.
In fact, let me tell you something. Whenever I sing that song, Deck the Halls with Boughs of Holly.
Oh, yeah.
And I get to the part where it goes, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. I always feel very, very Muslim. I really do.
What the f***?
And so, in my state of the union, or state, my speech to the nation, whatever you want to call it, speech to the nation, I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully. And America needs a military where our best and brightest are proud to serve and proud to stay. If you're a single mother with two children, which is the toughest job in America as far as I'm concerned, and you're working hard to put food on your family, rarely is the question asked, is our children learning?
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country. See, I don't think you can be.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
What other Supreme Court decisions do you disagree with?
Well, let's see. There's, of course, in the great history of America, there have been rulings that there's never going to be absolute consensus by every American. And there are those issues, again, like Roe v. Wade, where I believe are best held on a state level and addressed there. So, going through the history of America, there would be others. But
can you think of any?
Well, I would think of any, again, that could best be dealt with on a more local level. Maybe I would take issue with, but, as a mayor and then as a governor and even as a vice president, if I'm so privileged to serve, wouldn't be in a position of changing those things, but in supporting the law of the land as it reads today.
She's a cool blast from Alaska, ingrained with common sense. She's not a Harvard lawyer, but she knew what the founders meant. A cool blast from the north that freezes Congress in their tracks. With God and the Tea Party, she's gonna take it back.
Sarah Palin, she won't listen to their bunk. Sarah Palin's coming south to hunt some skunk. Sarah Palin, she'll throw them all in jail. And when she gets to Washington, it'll be cold as hell.
Sarah has the wisdom to walk through an open door. She is stomping out the wretches where the evil minds are stored. She will scrub the floors and sweep the riffraff into cracks. With God and the Tea Party, she's gonna take it back. Sarah's marching.
I'd like to dedicate this to the Tea Party and all the patriots.
Now, from time to time, maybe once a week, we go out onto Hollywood Boulevard to ask people, regular people passing by, for their opinions on events that did not take place. And since the president is here, we decided to focus specifically on him. We sent a camera crew out on the street today to ask pedestrians who claim to be up on current events about a bunch of Obama-related news we made up. And this is a special presidential edition of Lie Witness News.
Tell us your name, where you're from, sir.
Toby Moroz from Cincinnati, Ohio.
I'm sure you're aware, President Obama, very upset with Joe Biden. Should he have removed Biden from office after he made the now legendary Your Mama joke to Vladimir Putin?
No, I don't feel that he should.
Did you think it was funny?
I thought it was.
Where were you when you heard him make that joke?
I believe I was at my house. I thought it was hilarious.
You remember the joke? Your mom is so fat.
She
has to go through revolving door on two trips.
Nothing wrong with a little comedy.
Everybody's talking about it. Everyone's seen them. What are your thoughts on President Barack Obama's new earrings?
I think they're pretty cool. He's going to look hip. Hopefully he's not doing it for the young voters. He's doing it for himself.
Where'd you see him?
Just on TV.
Let me ask you, what is your take on President Obama's decision to name Dennis Rodman ambassador to North Korea?
I don't think he has the experience for that position. I think the current ambassador is doing a great job. We have really excellent relations with North Korea right now.
Were you surprised when you heard him announce that?
I can't say I was surprised, but I guess a little disappointed.
Where were you?
I was making some soup.
What kind of soup?
It was clam chowder.
Esther, do you think it was irresponsible for Obama to not have his newborn son Marcus circumcised?
No, not at all. I feel like that's a personal choice on behalf of parents, and that's something that it's between you and your significant other, and that's it. That's how I feel, so.
But isn't Marcus also sort of our child, since he's the president's child?
No, I don't believe that. He may be a public figure, but it's not our child.
Yeah, you saw the picture of him?
Yes.
Adorable, isn't
it? Yes, totally.
What was your reaction when you heard that President Obama was going to be having a sleepover with Kim Jong-un?
Oh, wow. I remember that. It was pretty funny. I was just really surprised, and I saw some pictures earlier, and so I thought that was interesting.
What were the pictures like?
They were just like in bed together, and they looked like they were having a lot of fun. Yeah.
They watched a movie on Netflix, right?
Yeah, I think they watched Titanic. I'm not sure. That's what I saw on Twitter. So, yeah. Congratulations, President Obama, on your new son, Marcus. Enjoy the time you have with them, and you don't have to circumcise if you don't want to.
I wake up every morning in a house that was built by slaves.
Everyone was impressed with the First Lady, even Donald Trump telling The Hollywood Reporter, "I thought she did a very good job. I liked her speech." Contrarian Fox anchor Bill O'Reilly agreed with Mrs. Obama on the facts, but then went further.
Slaves that worked there were well-fed and had decent lodgings provided by the government.
O'Reilly's comments sparking major backlash for making light of the treatment of slaves.
I find it offensive when anyone tries to justify any part of slavery.
Shonda Rhimes tweeting, "Try slavery, Bill. Let us know how good the food is while you wear chains." Audra McDonald sharing a picture of shackles with the caption, "Dear Bill O'Reilly, wear these."
We are here today to remember and to bear witness, to make sure that humanity never, ever forgets the Nazis
shifting production to Thailand.
If I build a steel wall rather than a concrete wall, it will actually be stronger than a concrete. Steel is stronger than concrete. You can't really see through a concrete wall. Want to be able to see through the wall. It's possible that it will look better. It will be a more beautiful wall than having a concrete wall. I think people will like that.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
It's tremendously big and tremendously wet.
But Trump is right in this one way. Everyone admits this report is unverified. And the man is about to be president of the United States, so I'm not going to validate that report by sharing the most salacious details from it. Even the detail everyone's talking about it, okay? You might call it the number one detail. I think this is just an unfortunate leak. That's making a huge mess. And I know I'm being a wet blanket, but this is the, reporting on this is the worst kind of yellow journalism. And even though jokes about this story are a golden opportunity, I won't do it.
Yeah.
Not to say the story didn't make a huge splash. It did. It flooded Twitter. I mean, We'll keep you up to date as facts trickle in. And we have our best researcher working on it. She's a real whiz. And one thing is for sure. The president-elect is a Goldwater Republican who truly believes in trickle-down. Trump has even denied allegations like this before, in the strongest of terms.
No PP.
So no, I'm not gonna make any jokes. Not even a wee one. So I'm cutting it off now, I am finished. Wait, a little more is coming out.
Vote for the Donald. Trump is the man. Let's put our nation into his hands. Mike Pence and Donald make a great team. They'll make our nation the greatest it's been. They've got the wisdom, courage, and pride. Criminal Clinton ought to go hide. They know our borders leak like a sieve. They'll build a wall that's high and strong, and it's not gonna give. All those jihadis keep their swords honed. Trump's got the answer to that problem, just send them back home. Terrorist bombings still are a threat. Trump's the solution, you wanna bet. Second Amendment guarantees peace. Firearms protect us, even the weak. Criminals love those weapon-free zones. When guns are banned, then how the hell do we fight with iPhones? Now we've a choice. That choice is sweet. Vote for my man, the Donald Trump, for commander-in-chief. Mike Pence and Donald shooting like stars. They love our freedoms, they'll take us far. Donald's got vision, clear as the day. Even in tough times, Trump knows the way.
I learned about this morning. This is referring to the a major U.S. Daily story about subliminal messages. I don't think we need to be subliminal about the differences between our views on prescription drugs. You know, the idea of putting subliminal messages in the ads is ridiculous. You talk about subliminal.
I get along with everybody. 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 Everybody.
Donald Trump attacked General Motors this morning.
Trump attacking John Lewis on Twitter.
Donald Trump attacking BuzzFeed.
Trump attacked the press.
This Schwarzenegger tweet, is this really from Donald Trump 28 seconds ago?
Donald Trump is taunting Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And Trump this morning going after Meryl Streep.
President Trump attacked Nordstrom.
President Trump attacked the judiciary.
Why is the president picking a fight with Australia?
He attacked the press.
He's attacking the FBI.
Attacking the Freedom Caucus.
Attacking President Obama.
The president picking a fight with Canada.
Trump attacked Blumenthal's military record.
The president also attacked CNN anchors.
He seems to be attacking the Justice Department.
Attacking Comey.
Attacking one Elizabeth Warren.
Why is he picking a fight with London's mayor right after a terror attack?
The president attacking Rod Rosenstein.
The president on Twitter has attacked CNN, NBC, CBS, ABC, The New York Times, and The Washington Post.
President Trump picking a fight with Jeff Sessions.
He attacked cable host Mika Brzezinski.
Attacking Hillary Clinton.
President Trump has been accused of inciting attacks against journalists.
President Trump attacking Amazon this morning.
Donald Trump attacked Arizona Senator John McCain last night in Arizona.
President also attacking Senator Jeff Flake.
President Trump personally attacked Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
It's basically like picking a fight with the bouncer when you're trying to get into the club. You start that kind of beef, you're probably not getting into the club.
President Trump is attacking the mayor of San Juan, Puerto Rico.
President Trump attacked the NFL protest.
Attacking Steph Curry this morning.
President Trump has attacked Rex Tillerson.
President Trump attacked the Congresswoman, Frederica Wilson.
The good news from today may have been that the president did not attack a Gold Star widow. He did attack a fellow Republican and the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Bob Corker of Tennessee.
Meanwhile, President Trump back on Twitter this morning and on the attack.
Attacking Theresa May.
Attacking CNN International.
Attacked Senator Schumer and Congressman Pelosi.
He's really picked a fight with LeVar Ball.
I get along with everybody, remember?
But let's get back to this abortion shit. Now, is a fetus a human being? This seems to be the central question. Well, if a fetus is a human being, how come the census doesn't count them? If a fetus is a human being, how come when there's a miscarriage, they don't have a funeral? If a fetus is a human being, how come people say we have two children and one on the way instead of saying we have three children? People say life begins at conception. I say life began about a billion years ago, and it's a continuous process. Continuous, just keeps rolling along. Rolling, rolling, rolling along. Listen, you can go back further than that. What about the carbon atoms? Huh? Human life could not exist without carbon. So is it just possible that maybe we shouldn't be burning all this coal? Just looking for a little consistency here in these anti-abortion arguments. See, the really hardcore people will tell you life begins at fertilization. Fertilization when the sperm fertilizes the egg, which is usually a few moments after the man says, "Gee, honey, I was gonna pull out, but the phone rang and it startled me." But even after the egg is fertilized, it's still 6 or 7 days before it reaches the uterus and pregnancy begins. And not every egg makes it that far. 80% of a woman's fertilized eggs are rinsed and flushed out of her body once a month during those delightful few days she has. They wind up on sanitary napkins, and yet they are fertilized eggs. So basically what these anti-abortion people are telling us is that any woman who's had more than one period is a serial killer. Consistency. Consistency. Hey, if they really want to get serious, what about all the sperm that are wasted when the state executes a condemned man and one of these pro-life guys who's watching comes in his pants, huh? Here's a guy standing over there with his jockey shorts full of little Vinnies and Debbies, and nobody's saying a word to that guy. Not every ejaculation deserves a name. Catholics and other Christians are against abortions, and they're against homosexuals. Well, who has less abortions than homosexuals? Leave these fucking people alone, for Christ's sakes. Here is an entire class of people guaranteed never to have an abortion. And the Catholics and Christians are just tossing them aside. You'd think they'd make natural allies. And speaking of my friends, the Catholics, when John Cardinal O'Connor of New York and some of these other cardinals and bishops have experienced their first pregnancies and their first labor pains and they've raised a couple of children on a minimum wage, then I'll be glad to hear what they have to say about abortion. I'm sure it'll be interesting. Enlightening, too. But. So you know what I tell these anti-abortion people? I say, hey. If you think a fetus is more important than a woman, try getting a fetus to wash the shit stains out of your underwear. For no pay and no pension. I tell them, think of an abortion as term limits. That's all it is. Biological term limits. But you know, the longer you listen to this abortion debate, the more you hear this phrase, sanctity of life. You've heard that, sanctity of life. You believe in it? Personally, I think it's a bunch of shit. Well, I mean, life is sacred? Who said so? God? Hey, if you read history, you realize that God is one of the leading causes of death. Has been for thousands of years. Hindus, Muslims, Jews, Christians, all taking turns killing each other because God told them it was a good idea. The sword of God, the blood of the Lamb, vengeance is mine. Millions of dead motherfuckers. Millions of dead motherfuckers, all because they gave the wrong answer to the God question. You believe in God? No. Dead. You believe in God? Yes. You believe in my God? No. Dead. My God has a bigger dick than your God. thousands of years, and all the best wars, too, the bloodiest, most brutal wars fought, all based on religious hatred, which is fine with me, eh? Anytime a bunch of holy people want to kill each other, I'm a happy guy. But don't be giving me all this shit about the sanctity of life. I mean, even if there were such a thing, I don't think it's something you can blame on God. Now, you know where the sanctity of life came from? We made it up. You know why? Because we're alive. Self-interest. Living people have a strong interest in promoting the idea that somehow life is sacred. You don't see Abbott and Costello running around talking about this shit, do you? We're not hearing a whole lot from Mussolini on the subject. What's the latest from JFK? Not a goddamn thing. Because JFK, Mussolini, and Abbott and Costello are fucking dead. They're fucking dead. And dead people give less than a shit about the sanctity of life. Only living people care about it, so the whole thing grows out of a completely biased point of view. It's a self-serving, man-made bullshit story. It's one of these things we tell ourselves so we'll feel noble. Life is sacred. Makes you feel noble. But let me ask you this. If everything that ever lived is dead, and everything alive is gonna die, where does the sacred part come in? I'm having trouble with that. Because, I mean, even with this stuff we preach about the sanctity of life, we don't practice it. We don't practice it. Look at what we kill. Mosquitoes and flies, because they're pests. Lions and tigers, because it's fun. Chickens and pigs, because we're hungry. Pheasants and quails, because it's fun. And we're hungry. And people, we kill people, because they're pests. And it's fun. And you might have noticed something else. The sanctity of life doesn't seem to apply to cancer cells, does it? You rarely see a bumper sticker that says, save the tumors. Or I break for advanced melanoma. Ah, viruses, mold, mildew, maggots, fungus, weeds, E. coli bacteria, the crabs. Nothing sacred about those things. So at best, the sanctity of life is kind of a selective thing. We get to choose which forms of life we feel are sacred, and we get to kill the rest. Pretty neat deal, huh? You know how we got it? We made the whole fucking thing up!
Well, I was in the car, and I heard this guy. He sounded all shook up, and he told me why. His voice was a-shaking on the EIB. Sounded like an Oxycontin eater to me. It was a bug-eyed, tone-deaf, flying Oxycontin eater.
Right-wing syndicated, spending liberal people beater.
Right-wing, strung-out, hypocrite, prescription cheater. Rush looked strange to me.
That guy?
Well, his housekeeper picked up some drugs on the street, and she brought the stuff home for the boss to eat. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I tried to quit twice, but it was just too tough.
He was a big mouth, blowhard, right-wing propaganda reader.
Bad ear, sore back, 30 dose of decaliter.
A three-time retread, frequent petty Ford repeater. Still looks high to me.
One more time.
I said, oh, Mr. Oxycontin guy, the show sounds fine. I see you beating up on liberals using half your mind. So what's the real reason that you're in rehab?
I want to get my job back and slam McNabb.
Well, bless his soul, no control, former jelly donut eater. Dope stashing Clinton fashion, flying Oxycontin eater.
ESPN Sports!
Fired color commentator, what a sight to see.
You bombing people!
After 30 short days, well, what do you know? He pops back up on his radio show. He was preaching away to the ditto heads, while his maid faced the music cause he sang to the feds.
I am not a victim in this. Criminals like this should be put in jail, off the streets. They're the worst kind of offenders. I blame Hillary Clinton. She's the reason for all this. I should have stuck with tequila.
Then Trump tried to give a shout out to FEMA and the work they've done to fight coronavirus.
Admiral Polishek and his team at FIFA are really, what a job they've done.
Yes, FIFA. The International Soccer Federation has done a great job against the coronavirus. Imagine what they could accomplish if they were allowed to use their hands. Now, some people say we need to flatten the curve. I say we need to bend it like Beckham.
All right, order in the court, please. Now, just tell the court honestly and completely exactly what happened.
White House loving had an affair.
Said he loved me, now we don't care.
I met an intern crazy for me.
Thought for for sure he'd divorce Hillary.
Yeah. White House days drifting away to, those doghouse nights.
Oh, well, oh, well, oh, well, oh, well. Tell us more, did you tell her to lie?
Tell us more, did you give him the time?
Harder, 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 or I'll have this court clear, do you hear me? Quiet!
Just a presidential caress.
Left his DNA on my dress.
She likes a good old Cuban cigar.
He talked dirty from the phone in his car.
White House days had barely begun. And now, oh, those doghouse nights.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Tell us more, what was Linda Tripp like?
Tell me more, just speak into the mic.
She kept the laundry, that's where it ends. Now she's one of Kenneth Starr's friends. Tried to make amends on TV. Forgot to take off the stupid tie that she gave me. What was I thinking? White House dreams ripped at the seams.
But oh,
those White House nights. Oh, buddy, not on my shoe. Bad dog.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Now, talk of the 2024 Republican primary is already heating up, so let's talk to the svelte, muscular, 230-pound gorilla in the room, Donald Trump.
Hello, Laura. It's wonderful to be here. I'm back just like Tiger King 2. You had fun the first time, and now you're like, how are more people from this not in jail yet?
Now, Mr. President, you're out on the trail again, creating controversy with your typical wacko stuff and uncharacteristically reasonable takes on booster shots. Would you like to give our viewers a taste?
I sure would. Let's get today's Wordle. Could we do that, please? Booster, okay, because I made the booster. I made the beautiful vaccine. It's an incredible vaccine. But it's very unfair what's happening with the COVID treatment, okay? White people are being told to get back of line, okay? They're being told back of line. Speaking of white people, John Mayer, you know? John Mayer, he hasn't had a hit in so long, but we love Mayer so much. Body Wonderland, I mean, come on, it was tremendous music. I thought it was tremendous music with Body Wonderland, you know? I'd rather be mayor of anything than be Governor Ron DeSantis. I'd beat him so bad if he went against me, just like I beat Hillary, okay? Because the only Hillary we like is Duff from How I Met Your Father. You know, How I Met Your Father, you know what? It doesn't have the charm and sparkle of, frankly, Mother. But we love Duff, okay? We love Duff. You know, she got her teeth fixed. Now they look like Jordan Almonds. And Lizzie McGuire, you know, they wanted to do a Lizzie McGuire with Hulu, and Disney said no sex. They didn't want the sex. So they went their separate ways, just like Lisa Bonet and Jason Momoa. And let me tell you, Momo is a very big boy. He's so big, he looks like a sexy devil. And the devil wears Prada, and Prada is right next to Tiffany's. Tiffany is my daughter. Daughters is by John Mayer. And I'm going to run through the halls of your high school in 2024 when you re-elect Trump. Wordle!
Dick Cheney's got a gun. Dick Cheney's got a gun. The safety's come undone. Squinting in the Texas sun.
Cause when Cheney's got a gun, he's just mad that good at taking.
People magazine is calling you and Vladimir Putin the hottest celebrity couple of the summer. Are you guys dating, and when did the relationship start?
I have no relationship with Putin.
Okay, then why did you change your Facebook relationship status to "it's complicated" and then tag him in a pic of you guys from 2015 together at a Taylor Swift concert?
Not together, together.
You looked pretty together.
He said very nice things about me. I remember years ago, he said something, many years ago, he said something very nice about me.
Oh, you definitely like him.
But I have no relationship with him.
Look at you. Look at your face.
I mean, he was saying very good things about me, but I don't have a relationship with him. I didn't meet him. I haven't spent time with him. I didn't have dinner with him. I didn't go hiking with him.
Did you make out with him?
Maybe once.
What do you make of him going into Ukraine, which I understand is a country?
He's not going into Ukraine, okay? Just so you understand. He's not going to go into Ukraine.
Oh, no, he's been there for 2 years.
Don't blame Donald Trump for that.
Well, since we're talking about current events, let me get your take on a few others. The O.J. Simpson trial, do you think he'll be acquitted?
No.
How about Ross and Rachel? Will they end up together on the series finale of Friends?
No.
Well, thanks so much, Donald. I'm really looking forward to the debates with Hillary Clinton.
You know, Bernie Sanders said something about Hillary Clinton that was very interesting. He said she had bad judgment. Great words. Bad judgment. You know what? She has bad judgment.
Does she have bad judgment?
You know what? She has bad judgment.
Perfect. Thanks so much. Great job. High five.
The folks on cable news are playing it safe.
Nobody really knows how it's going to turn out.
If someone tells you they know what's going to happen tomorrow, they're lying.
No, you're lying. I need to know. We can figure this out. Modern statistical analysis can tell me exactly who's going to win tomorrow so I can sleep tonight. Let's just crunch the numbers, okay? In the Midwest, Heidi Heitkamp is down by 9, but Claire McCaskill is up by 3. Beto O'Rourke is in a dead heat with Ted Cruz. Then again, Andrew Gillum is a Sagittarius and should expect good career news this month, even though Venus is in retrograde. Meanwhile, his opponent Ron DeSantis was born in the Chinese year of the horse, so his unlucky numbers are 1, 5, and 6, and Election Day is on the 6th of November, but Nevada's Dean Heller saw his shadow, which means 6 more weeks of election. Make it stop!
Nobody can do it like me. Nobody.
Nobody does it better.
Nobody can do it like me. Honestly.
Though sometimes I wish someone could.
Nobody's stronger than me.
Nobody has better toys than I do.
No.
Nobody builds walls better than me.
Why'd you have to be so good?
There's nobody bigger or better at the military than I am.
Nobody
loves the Bible more than I do.
Whenever you hold me,
nobody's better.
There's some kind of magic inside you.
And nobody even understands it but me.
That keeps me from running.
Nobody's better.
But just keep it coming.
I know what it means. Nobody's fighting for the veterans like I'm fighting for the veterans.
Nobody does it better.
There's nobody that's done so much for equality as I have.
Makes me feel sad for the rest.
There's nobody more conservative than me.
Nobody does it half as good as you.
Nobody would be tougher.
Baby, baby.
Nobody knows more about trade than me. There is nobody that respects women more than I do.
Nobody's ever had crowds like Trump has had.
There's nobody that understands the horror of nuclear better than me.
Nobody knows the game better than I do.
Nobody in the history of this country has ever known so much about infrastructure as Donald Trump.
I know the H-1B. I know the H-2B. Nobody knows it better than me.
Nobody knows politicians better than I do.
Nobody knows more about taxes than I do.
Nobody knows more about debt than I do. Nobody knows the system better than me, which is why I alone can fix it.
'Cause on my calendar, each day is the 4th of July. If you cut me open, I bleed apple pie. Lady Liberty's the hottest girl I've ever seen. I would totally hit that if I were tall and green. America is perfect and there's nothing to fix. My PIN code is 1776. Don't tell Americans we'll deep fry anything. And that is why I sing that it's the greatest, strongest country in the world. It's the greatest, strongest country in the world, from the north to south and east and west and diagonally. There's no one more American than me.
I agree. I love America and everyone in her. I'd invite Sidney Poitier to dinner. I'll defend anything any person says,
unless it's Juan Williams or Rick Sanchez.
You don't care about the gays.
That's mostly true.
You're terrified of Muslims.
Well, they scare you too.
But I would never talk about it. Folks would get annoyed.
You're a coward.
Yes, but I'm still employed.
Yes, it's the greatest,
strongest country in the world.
It's the greatest,
strongest country in the world.
I love America from USA to USC.
I'd marry Uncle Sam if I could do it legally.
I lull myself to sleep at night by counting detainees.
I use French words like croissant and bourgeoisie.
I love NASCAR halftime shows with tons of TNT.
My hybrid electric scooter gets 100 mpg.
From gay men who like football
to straight men who like glee.
There's no one more American.
There's no one more compassionate.
There's no one more American than we. Yes, it's
everyone.
The greatest, strongest
country in the world.
It's the greatest,
strongest
country in the world.
It's the greatest,
strongest
country in the world.
And there's no one.
J.C. Corcoran Podcast.